You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Just a warning before we get started, this piece discusses the topics of bullying and suicide. Bullying and poor mental health are two of the biggest problems faced by young New Zealanders today. One in five students meet the criteria for being described as frequently bullied at school, which is a huge factor in Aorangatahi's ongoing battle with poor mental health and shocking suicide statistics. I am Hope, a foundation created by mental health advocate and absolute legend Mike King, has released a children's book called TR and Mac the Hopeful Black Dog. Created by I Am Hope's Mike King and Tommy Wilson, the book attempts to change the way we deal with bullying and raise the conversation around mental health. With this in mind, I spoke to I Am Hope's Tai Tupou, who is currently touring around schools in New Zealand, about TR and Mac the Hopeful Black Dog and the importance of teaching mental health in schools and in general. Firstly, I asked him what the book was and the message behind it.
The aim of the book is to change the world, change the way the world deals with bullies. You know, our current strategy is a reactive one when dealing with the behavior rather than a proactive one by asking what drives that behavior, you know, because the way we deal with bullies, especially in our country, is we believe that bully the bully. Well, we should isolate them. You know, but this book gives an awesome proactive way of dealing with bullies.
So why is the current way we deal with bullying problematic, and why is it so important that we change the way we respond to bullying?
Because it doesn't work, man. You know, it's we've been trying, you know, for the last however many years, decades, even centuries, the same method where we believe that we need to isolate the bullies. But, you know, in actual fact, what happens is a lot of these bullies already feel so alone, you know, and what drives a lot of the behavior is that the only reason why bullies bully is because they've been bullied at home. Well, there's a bigger bully in their lives. You know, no one wakes up and decides that, hey, today's the day I want to be a bully. It's just not normal, man.
So you guys are currently on tour speaking to primary and high school students around Aotearoa. 26 high schools and 11 primary schools booked within 2 days of the program being announced, with more coming later, which shows a clear demand for a program like this. What do you talk about with primary and high school students, and what do you hope that students take away from your program?
Honestly, the biggest thing that's driving mental health in our country at the moment, especially for young people, it's nothing to do with anxiety, depression, bipolar. These are just byproducts of an overactive inner critic. You know, like, I've been doing this for the last 8 years, and the most common thing that we get from young people is they think that adults are perfect, and this drives their overactive inner critic because they don't want to let their adults down, or the ones in their lives, you know. So by talking to them about that overactive inner critic and those voices that they have with themselves, it normalizes that everybody does this, everybody goes through this, and, you know, not every day is going to be your day, but if you do have bad days, you can get through it, you know, and it's about pushing those conversations out that you have with yourself out to someone that you can trust so that they can help you move forward.
So for the bigger picture, would you like to see programs like this surrounding mental health and how to deal with mental health issues? Would you like to see stuff like that implemented fully in schools and become something that students have to attend?
Yeah, 100%, man. You know, like, at the end of the day, you know, the problem we have in our country is that all our funding goes to crisis. So when you fund crisis, you get crisis, man. You know, so what we need to do is we need to do more of the top of the cliff stuff, you know, but so far from the edge, you wouldn't know that it's prevention. You know, we're just normalizing things for young people, making conversations like, you know, depression, anxiety, bullying. We're normalizing these things so that young people know, okay, what drives that behavior? You know, so it's all proactive rather than reactive, you know, because we believe, you know, I guess in New Zealand, our biggest problem at the moment is everybody's at the reactive stage and they wait until things happen. But there's so much we can do in the proactive and prevention space to that will prevent a lot of this moving forward.
So what would a proactive approach to mental health look like rather than a reactive approach?
Honestly, man, like, what we do is myself and our youth ambassadors, we travel the country. We share our own stories for our own struggles. We share our vulnerabilities with young people because, you know, for the first time, for a lot of these young people, it's the first time they've heard from an adult that's not perfect. You know what I mean? Because everybody, all these young people, they think the adults are perfect. So then, you know, they don't feel that, they don't feel like they're good enough, you know, to talk to the adults or to be in that same space. Whereas, you know, you hear from an adult that's been through stuff, you know, and they're telling you that, man, you can make it through. We're normalizing that conversation and we're normalizing struggles and vulnerabilities. And the more we do that, the more we share, the more it gives permission for other people to know, hey, actually, it's okay for me to share my weaknesses as well.
You come from a rugby background, a culture that has historically stigmatized mental health awareness. How important is it that there are people such as yourself and, for example, Sir John Kerwin, that change the stigma around mental health and tell particularly our men and young boys that, hey, it's actually okay to talk about our feelings?
Man, honestly, it's like I've been saying for the last couple of years, especially, as young men and boys, we're told to, you know, toughen up and, you know, push through and all these kind of things. But the reality is if you don't deal with the stuff that's going on in your head, you're not going to be able to thrive in the outside world, you know, and in the real world. So the more we normalize these conversations, especially for men, about the overactive inner critic, the one that beats us up all the time, that's telling us that we're not good enough, the more we'll set our men free. You know, over 70% of all suicides in New Zealand are men. You know, so we need to do more.
How have boys so far, in particular around the program, how have they responded to your current tour so far?
It's been crazy because, you know, at the beginning of the talks, you know, they look like, you know, like normal boys do, you know, try to be either too cool or, you know, not engaging. But by halfway through, man, you know, I'm practically telling them a story that's connected to them. You know, one of, you know, just trying to get approval from your old man all the time. And that majority of young boys, all they want is a pat on the back from their dad to say that their dad's proud of them. You know, but a lot of what I've found over the years is that because we don't get this, we go out to the rest of the world and we try and get validation from them. You know, and that's where social media comes in. That's when people-pleasing comes in. That's when just trying to fit in. You know, you don't know where you fit in. So, you know, for a lot of men out there, if we just tell our boys that we love them more and how proud we are of them, honestly, it'll change their world. And even for females, if they told their partners, their dads, their brothers, their sons, more how much they appreciate it, how much they care for them, how much they love them, it'll set our men free, man. It's that simple.
With COVID-19 and the lockdowns playing such a huge part in people's lives at the moment, sort of leading on from the last question, what are some simple ways that we can bring awareness towards mental health with our mates and whānau during this uncertain time?
Just be vulnerable, man. You know, the vulnerability is like the new sexy, man. You know, the more vulnerable we are, the more easier it is for other people to share. And the other thing is, you know, we also got to remember that, you know, there's different ways that everyone manages their mental health. So find the things that work for you and that, you know, the things that give you a good feeling and use that to drive you to help manage your mental health. Because the reality is we all fall over. You know, some of us are just better at hiding it than others. You know, so We're the masters of wearing a mask, you know. We go out to the world every day telling people how much better things look. We show everyone our highlight reels all the time. But if we take off that mask and we be more real with ourselves and others, honestly, it'll make a world a much better place, especially in Aotearoa.
That was Tai Tupou from the I Am Hope Foundation.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.